Shinam 142, Shmiras Haloshen, Shara Tevuna, Perek Gimel. Welcome everyone, thank you for joining. And the Chavetz Chaim is giving us more eitzes, more suggestions how to avoid speaking Lashon Hara. And he says as follows: avoid large gatherings. Avoid large gatherings. Now, we have to take this in the proper mindset. Obviously, if you're invited to a chasna or an event, and you have to go, so of course you go. You don't send back the reply card that says, no, I'm not coming. The Chavetz Chaim says on page 206, I should avoid large gatherings. That's not what he's talking about. If you have to go, you have to go. But first of all, it's the mindset that when we go to these gatherings, we have to be on guard. That's the Shmir Saloshin. That's the attitude we have to have. Oid yizor mo'id. Be very careful. Shelo yamoid b'chaburus anoshim. If it's possible, you should be very careful to avoid standing in large groups. Like we just said, even if you have to be there, you should lessen your stay there and make it as short as possible. Unless you know the people over there, and you know that there won't be dibur masur, there won't be forbidden speech of Lashon Hara taking place at these gatherings. And even if everyone there at this group consists of good people, people that you don't expect to speak Lashon Hara, but you have one person who you would rather stay away from, this one individual, what this person does, that one person, he ruins the whole entire group, and you have to make sure to stay away from all of them. Says the Chavetz Chaim, at the very least, try as much as possible to be silent as you can be if you have to be with that group. Why? Because that one person, and he brings here from the Sefer Rosh HaGiva, and he says as follows, He's Zoyer Bini, my son, be very careful. Be very vigilant. And that which Shlomo HaMelech, Lechachom Yikoladam, the wisest man that ever lived, said as follows. Ba'oznek seal alt daber ki yavuz l'seichem yilecho. Ba'oznek seal lo alt daber. Don't speak that the fool will hear what you say. Ki yavuz l'seichel milecho. Because he's going to mock, the fool is going to mock and scorn the wisdom of the words you say. So too, person should be careful along these lines. If he's amongst a group of a lot of good people, but they have one ksil, one fool, one leitz, one person who takes the serious situation and he makes leitzanus out of it. Try to avoid that situation as well. Even more so, a person who sometimes he trusts in himself in the place where he shouldn't, that's the greatest fool. That's the greatest expression, being a fool. Because he doesn't have the strength to be oimed in that nisayon, and that challenge and that test, and he goes into the test. Hu ksil ha'emes, shenemar chacham be'enav ksil. That's the real fool. That's the ksil. Hachzeik v'shei v'shtikas. Therefore, if you have to be there, make sure you sit in silence and repeat this message to yourself in your head, how beautiful the silence is. Because if you think to yourself, okay, I can be quiet for another 20 seconds, another 10 seconds, and then I have to speak already, you're not going to pass the test. But appreciate the beauty of the shtika, of the silence. And don't speak in that type of company, because it's not the type of people who are careful of Shmir Saloshin. Because even if you speak all different types of chachma, of wisdom, they're going to attack you back with their foolishness. and they're going to disgrace you. This is what Shlomo Melech is teaching us. Ki chay nama Shlomo, bo zodoin v'yovoi koloin. Bo zodoin. When that person who comes is a zodoin, is blatant, and he comes to attack, is amazed, v'yovoi koloin, and what happens next is he disgraces people. And you have someone, all you need is one person, it's just so true, it's so unfortunately true. All you need is that one person to cause the rock the boat and cause the problems in the conversation. And he's usually a person who's like the bully type and he has low self-esteem. And so therefore, how does he elevate himself? By knocking everyone else down. Vafim tirta, and sounds like children, right? Sounds like children. But this happens by adults. This happens by adults. And unfortunately, because the child never grew up, he's a child in the body of an adult. Vafim tirta ledaber im reyacha kamaycha. And even if you want to speak to your friend who's like you, same ilk, same type of person, you're not going to speak lashon hara with him. He zarish lo yishma lo oisei plonya af mechayri hageder lo yagiel lo asnaf. Try as much as possible to avoid what that person is saying. Well, ze omar, that's what Shlomo Melech is teaching us. Bo oznei ksil al tadaber. Oznei ksil, don't let a fool hear you speak. Now he doesn't say v'lo yomar im ksil al tadaber. Don't speak with the ksil, the fool. But rather, he said bo'oznei ksil al tadaber. He says, don't let the ksil, the fool, hear what you have to say. Because once this ksil, this fool, hears what you have to say, he's going to come to attack. You're speaking words of chachma. V'ubadek menusa, it's tried and tested. That's called Zen, the Sisi, Kama Pa'amim, Besimchos, Mitzvahs, Umatzasi, Kikainhu. Says the Chavetz Chaim, I'm telling you from my life experience, I kept quiet, I was okay. Kikainhu. Chavetz Chaim, he went out of his house, went out of his Beis Medrash, he had to go to Simchos as well, there are gatherings. Therefore, my son, once again, he's quoting the Sefer Rosh Givah. This is the Rosh Givah he's quoting from, Chavetz Chaim is saying. Barach b'ni, run away from these gatherings whenever you can. And to some degree, he's saying, be a little antisocial. Don't be antisocial to the point where now you're going to invite people to your simcha, and they're not going to show up. So, oh, listen, you know, I also learned Chavetz Chaim, Shmias HaLashon. I don't want to get trapped in Lashon Hara, so I'm not going to come to your simcha. You have to have chachma. You have to use your seichel. But if it's a conversation that can be avoided, you have to know where you are, know your place. Ki hu migane es kol ha-bnei ha-mesibah. Because this ksil is disgracing, is megane, is disgracing everyone in his presence. Says the Reish HaGivah, therefore, if you utilize and focus on this trait of silence, if you're amongst those people, you'll be saved from being attacked. And it's so true, says the Sefer Rosh HaGivah, and we all know it's true in our own experiences. You know, the Chavetz Chaim is going to tell us later on in the Sefer that the gatherings that take place between Mincha and Marav in the summertime, and people could be sitting in the Beis Medrash and learning, and people are just outside schmoozing away. These are these types of gatherings he's referring to. I'm not saying every time you see people gather together between Mincha and Marav, it's a bad problem, but that's generally what he's referring to. That's generally what he's referring to. We're going to go to simchas. We're going to go to gatherings. But be on guard. Try to minimize the speech. If it's not of Torah, of mitzvahs, of positive. And try to avoid speaking about people. Before you know it, if you speak about people, it's a very slippery slope and it comes to Lashon Hara.